the bulk of Americans have no idea what's going on in the world. It's just what they hear on mass media, and they're not just misinformed, they're told blatant lies.
And I cry many times.
Он видит вашу ситуацию, он много раз плакал.
انا بشوف اللي قاعد بيصير مع الفلسطينيين في غزه وانا اكثر مره كل ما اشوف الفيديوهات بصير ببكي على وضعكم في فلسطين.
I have some good news to share with you. Another MMA martial arts legend accepts Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. And I'm not talking about Royce Gracie.
Major surprise coming up. Legend Royce Gracie here with us at the Dean Shadow with Sheikh Uthman.
If you didn't know, Royce Gracie already took his shahada with us. Alhamdulillah.
Ashhadu al la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh.
Allahu Akbar. That's amazing. Akbar. We're going to say it in English, all right?
I bear witness.
There is none worthy of worship.
There is none worthy of worship.
Except one Allah.
Except one Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Is a messenger of Allah.
It's a message of Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Muslim. Akbar. That's it. We're going to Mecca.
Now I'm talking about Jeff Monson. This is his testimony of faith. We are about to see his shahada, his reverting back to Islam, because every human being is born with a natural disposition to worship the one creator, ready to submit to the one God, hence a Muslim. But their parents, society, culture takes them in another direction towards creation worship. So when they come back to what they were born upon, what they were originally born upon, they are reverting back to the way they were born with. The natural way. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go ahead and have a look at Jeff Monson embracing, accepting, reverting back to Islam, taking his shahada.
But I apologize for my bad. La ilaha illallah Muhammad
Rasulullah.
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
No one but Allah is God. And Muhammad is Prophet of
God.
Allah bless you, dear brother.
Monson said, I would like to stand shoulder to shoulder with my brothers during this complicated time. He's referring to Palestine here. Now he's talking about, I have been thinking about it a lot, but this is a decisive step, meaning coming to Islam. Jeff said, it was deeply personal and came after years of introspection and exploration of various religious beliefs. Jeff Monson said, this journey has been one of profound transformation. Over the years, I have sought meaning and purpose in my life, and I found that Islam resonates with my values and beliefs. It provides me with a sense of peace and fulfillment that I have been searching for. These are the words of Jeff Monson. Monson's decision to convert has garnered widespread attention and support from the MMA martial arts community and his global fan base. Known for his activism and outspoken views on political and social issues, Monson's embrace of Islam is seen as a continuation of his quest for justice and truth. Monson also mentioned that he has been studying the Quran and Islamic teachings for some time and feels that this path aligns with his personal and professional life. He expressed gratitude to those who have supported him throughout his journey and asked for continued understanding and respect for his decision. One point to note, I've seen this over and over in my years of interviewing people, educating people, doing dawah towards people, that they will explore many different religions. And then they finally get to the last one on the list, Islam. Since there's so many lies, misinformation, negative media, stereotypes revolving around Islam, they usually stay away from it, not wanting to be associated because of all of the negative things that come along with it, which are lies. But the void in their heart is so heavy. And if they're sincere and they're asking the Almighty to guide them and they continue searching for the purpose of life, for the truth, finally, when they give Islam a shot, they're like, this is it. This is it. For those that don't know, Monson 53 has 60 victories, 26 defeats and one draw, professional competitor since 1997. He's fought in the UFC, Strikeforce, Dream, Pride, M1 Global, Impact FC, World Victory Road, and the Cage Warriors, and submission wrestling and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Monson is a two-time ADC world champion and a no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu champion. He's even, for the fun of it, taking out Janko Wilnick. Let's have a look. By the way, Janko Wilnick can learn a lot from Jeff Monson. Janko Wilnick, who speaks a lot about courage, bravery, that's all great, but are you willing to exhibit this type of courage and bravery and speak out and be on the right side of history, be on the right side with God, or are you just following the herd and remaining silent?
I think there was a chance that he just destroyed his chance by his support of Israel in this genocide in Gaza.
Are you more worried about your career getting canceled as you sit back and just watch what's happening to all these innocent children, innocent human beings in Palestine? Now, Jeff Monson is an example for people like Janko Wilnick and others that can't but respect a man like Jeff Monson, who's not only a beast in the cage, but following an example of another great Muslim American hero, Muhammad Ali, a person who was courageous and brave, not only inside the ring, but also stood for something outside the ring. He tried to make the world a better place beyond just the hedonistic lifestyle that opens up for many athletes, a life of satisfying your carnal desires, being sucked into the life of materialism, all about just making the money, partying, and then you die. Another interesting point watching this video of him taking the Shahada, right off the bat dispels this myth of all Muslims are Arabs. There's a lot, many, many myths that are out there associated to Islam. What did you see all around Jeff when he took his Shahada, reverted back to Islam? Arabs, Asians? You see, Islam, when implemented properly, ends racism, unites all the colors of humanity under the worship of one God, absolute, pure monotheism, and a call to living a morally upright life, finally knowing your true purpose in life and preparing yourself for the day of judgment and true success. And what is true success? According to who? According to your desires, to the philosophers? Let's go back to the verbatim word of God Almighty as we finish this segment here. And let's hear it from the Quran. This is from the speech of God. Every soul will taste death, and you will only be paid your full compensation on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. So he who is drawn away far from the hellfire and admitted to the paradise has attained true success. And what is the life of this world except the enjoyment of delusion? This is from the creator of the heavens and the earth. I want to, the Quran. That's what true success is. Saving yourself far away from the hellfire, admitting yourself to Jannah. And this is what Jeff Monson's on his way to do. I want to congratulate Jeff Monson. If you can, someone can put me in touch with him. We'd love to have him on the show. And all the UFC MMA fans, we brought you the Shahada of Hoyce Gracie. Now some more good news with Jeff Monson, the legend, accepting Islam. For those of you who are sincere and want to know your purpose in life, if you have any questions, give us a call. 1-800-662-4752. And for the trolls, you can keep trolling all the way to the hellfire, to Jahannam. Or you can change your direction and start a new journey. A journey on the way to Jannah, to paradise. Go to thedeanshow.com and pick up your free copy of the Quran. My gift to you, to help you on this new direction that God willing you take. And for the rest of you, help the Dawah to grow. Do your small part. Subscribe right now if you haven't. Like this video so it can get to more people. And leave a few comments below and some love for your new brother in Islam, Jeff Monson. Leave that in the comments below. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Brothers and sisters, we've all had loved ones that passed away. A mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a close family member. But one of the mercies of our deen is that with the right intention, we can go ahead and continue to do good deeds on our loved ones' behalf. And what greater of a continuous good deed, sadaqah jariyah, than investing on their behalf in the deen center, a masjid and mega dawah center that will benefit generations to come, inshallah. So click the link below, donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.